It's called spoofing. You see a number pop up on your caller ID with a 701 area code. You answer. Then you find out it's a robocall or a live person offering automobile warranties, help with student loans, and the like. But the numbers aren't real.
And it's very difficult for us and our office to trace them down because the numbers are fake, and so you can't trace them back and find out who's making the calls.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem says he and his fellow attorneys general recently got the Federal Communications Commission to change its rules so telephone companies can use technology to block these scammers.
There are apps that you can get, particularly for a cell phone, that allows you to block known spam calls. You have to pay for most of those, but that technology exists. But we're also suggesting that telephone telephone carriers ought to have the authority to engage technology so that they can stop those calls from being completed in the first place.
Stengem says by spoofing, the scammers can work around those do not call lists. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.